Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and family are driving to Cairo. Cold, wintry weather brings risk for pets as well as people. Experts say pet owners need to prepare. Sweaters, coats, and booties can be helpful accessories to reduce the risk of frostbite and hypothermia. Depending on the breed, size, and age of the pet, veterinarians recommend limiting time outdoors and being safe around open flames. Avoid encounters with de-icing salts and antifreeze, which can be toxic when ingested in even the smallest amounts. Experts also suggest stocking up on essentials like extra food and medication in case of power outages, road closures, or blizzards. In Sanilac County, Community Mental Health has donated $1,066 to Aspire Rural Health Systems PCUPS, its Prostate Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening Program. The contribution will directly support prostate cancer awareness, prevention, and accessible screening services for residents across Michigan's Thumb region. The PCUPS program provides financial assistance for prostate cancer education and prevention efforts, as well as free PSA screenings and grant support for eligible community members. The American Cancer Society estimating that 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Early detection, so education remains critical in improving outcomes. And in St. Joseph County, Michigan, a man has entered a guilty plea related to a crash that killed a 10-year-old Amish child. Logan Thomas, 30, of Vicksburg, entered a plea agreement. A plea of guilty to operating while intoxicated, causing death enhanced as a fourth habitual offender, making the offense punishable by up to life in prison, St. Joseph County Prosecutor Deborah J. Davis said. The charges stem from a fatal traffic crash on the morning of December 2, 2024 on Banker Street in Sherman Township near Sturgis. Thomas was driving a 1988 Chevrolet 1500 pickup when he struck a group of 4 Amish children riding bicycles on their way to school. Anthony Miller, 10, of Sherman Township, was injured and pronounced dead at the scene. Toxicology revealed that Thomas was under the influence of methamphetamine, fentanyl, amphetamine, and morphine at the time of the collision. The tragedy was entirely preventable, Davis said. Driving under the influence endangers everybody on the roadway and will not be tolerated in St. Joseph County. Our office remains committed to seeking justice for Anthony and his family and to holding offenders fully accountable for their choices. Thomas also has 3 prior convictions for operating while intoxicated, and his driver's license has been revoked, Davis said. Thomas was also on bond for driving while license suspended in Kalamazoo County at the time of the fatal crash. When we come back from this More Motors sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Hi, Todd Bowers here with More Motors of Cairo. Our selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram is the best it's ever been. When you shop More Motors of Cairo for your next vehicle purchase, you get to experience car buying the way it should be. Fair, open, and honest. It's simple, yet so many other dealers, especially city dealers, can't follow through like we do. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motors of Cairo, locally owned since 1965. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving the Cairo.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from More Motors. Here at More, unlike city dealers, we will not charge you a prep fee. What we care about here at More is giving you a great buying experience, and helping you pick the right vehicle is a big part of that. Here at More's, we constantly get vehicles in that aren't here long enough to advertise. So please call us and tell us exactly what you're looking for in case it's not in stock. Our staff is ready to take care of you before, during, and most importantly, after the sale.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy. And going into our national news in Washington, the Navy Admiral, who reportedly issued orders to fire upon survivors of an attack on an alleged drug boat, is set to brief Congress. Lawmakers overseeing national security are expected to receive a classified briefing today from Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley about the boat strike. It is potentially a crucial moment in the unfolding investigation into how Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth handled the military operation in international waters near Venezuela. Lawmakers are seeking to seeking a full accounting after the Washington Post reported that Bradley on September 2nd had ordered an attack on two survivors to comply with Hegseth's directive to kill everybody. And in our international news, in Rome, a second Vatican study commission has determined that women should not be ordained as deacons. The Vatican on Thursday took the unusual step of publishing a synthesis of the commission's findings, including the members' vote on specific theological questions. The conclusion left open the possibility for further study, but proposed instead the creation of new lay ministries to give women more participation in the life of the church. Catholic women do much of the church's work in schools and hospitals and are usually responsible for passing the faith to the next generation. Some have complained of their second-class status. And for the full news stories and obituaries and weather, you can go to thumbnet.net anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.